Although we tend to think of feathers only in terms of birds, the evolutionary history of the feather goes much deeper than that. We know from fossil evidence that many kinds of dinosaurs, which are the ancestors of modern birds, also had feathers. Some of the earliest feathers were wiry or fuzzy, and many types of flightless dinosaurs had them. The bronze cast in front of you illustrates the five stages in feather evolution. Feathers evolved over millions of years from simple wire-like forms to complex structures. Starting on the left, feel the single filament of the earliest feather stage. This filament was unbranched and hollow. Moving to the right, notice that the next feather stage has multiple filaments joined at a central base, creating a fluffy tuft. The feathers progressively become more intricate and dense, allowing the organized structure required for flight. The next sculpted feather begins to display this organization, with a central filament and dense branches. The last two feathers resemble the feathers of modern flying birds. They consist of a central filament with branches upon branches. Feathers like the first two in the sequence primarily help dinosaurs stay dry, regulate temperature, as well as provide camouflage. The three feather stages on the right began to allow for flight. Although the structure of the more evolved feathers appears simple, they are actually very intricate. From the central filament, many willowy barbs extend outward, each one having smaller barbs spreading outward, like the small twigs on a tree branch. Tiny hooks on the end of each barb link onto neighboring barbs, creating strong but lightweight feather structures that allow birds the freedom of flight.